It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Did you see what I brought today? It's called a pounding board. Have you ever seen such a thing? It's a board of wooden pegs that you just pound with a hammer like this. Now, where did they go? Then you turn it upside down and pound them again. I've been thinking of different things we can pound without hurting ourselves or anybody else. Of course, when you have something like this hammer, you pound it only on the pounding board, not on the furniture or the walls. In fact, only babies pound on furniture or walls or other places like that. Only babies who don't know any better. Now, I have something out in the kitchen. Something else for pounding. Come along. Hi, fish. I'll give you some food later. This may not look like something that you pound. It's a recipe for play clay. You see, it says 2 cups flour, 1 cup salt, 1 cup water, and 1 teaspoon of oil. And that's how I made this. This. That's what this is, play clay. And it's something you can pound too. You could get somebody to make that kind of play clay for you. Sure. And after you've pounded it, sure helps you to feel good. I think I'm going to like today. I think I'll call it fine. I'll wrap it in ribbons and make it mine. I think I'm going to like today. It's very plain to see. I like every minute, and it likes me. Don't you agree? This is the nicest day in the neighborhood, the nicest day in the calendar, the nicest day in the hemisphere for me. I think I'm going to like today. It's been the best by far. I got it by wishing on last night's star. I think I'm going to like today, and when today is through, I'll catch it and keep it as good as new. There it'll be. I'll have the nicest day in the neighborhood, the nicest day in the calendar, the nicest day will just stay at home with me. I think I'm going to like today. Oh, is that the phone? I think it is. I must answer it. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. Yeah. Oh, I'm liking today. Oh, sure. Anytime's fine. I'm not in any hurry. All right. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Bye. Did you ever hear of a musical instrument called a steel pan? Some people call it a steel drum, But Mr. McFeely tells me the correct name is a steel pan. It'll be fun to see one and hear what it sounds like when Mr. McFeely brings it to us later. So let's have some make-believe right now, okay? Come on, trolley. Lady Elaine has turned Grandpère's tower upside down just because she couldn't draw a good picture of it. So let's just make-believe some more things that might help the situation as the trolley goes by the trolley tracks on the neighborhood of make-believe. I tell you, I don't even like to look at it.
We must think of something to do. Grandpère's our good neighbor, and we must do our best for him.
Lady Elaine will not listen to anyone.
Do you suppose she'd listen if she could get over the mad that she feels?
More than likely. But how will she do that?
By pounding. You know those boards with the pegs that you pound?
Yes, Daniel Tiger had one when he was a wee tiger.
I'll go see if he still has it. Maybe he let us use it. Thanks, Uncle Friday.
You are excused, Niece Aberlin.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday. I'll report back to you.
Very good, and farewell.
Farewell.
Oh, one last thing, niece.
Yes, Uncle?
Being a king doesn't mean a thing to certain people.
You mean Lady Elaine?
I do. And it hurts my royal feelings.
I'm sure it must. But we will all work together. And thank you, Uncle Friday, for remembering about Daniel's pounding board.
At least my memory serves me.
It certainly does. I'm proud of you, Uncle Friday.
You are? Well, I'm proud of you, too, niece.
Thanks. And now, onward to further pride-worthy endeavors.
Exactly. And farewell.
Farewell.
I don't know whether I'm home or not.
It's your friend, Lady Aberlin, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady A.
Is something bothering you?
Yes.
Something you'd like to talk about?
I don't want you-know-who to hear me.
Would you like to whisper to me?
Okay. Will turn my clock upside down or make me into a doll.
Well, we grown-ups are doing all we can to make sure she doesn't do anything more like that.
But Grandpère doesn't like his tower upside down.
I can well imagine.
And Lady Elaine should know to do better things than that when she's angry.
How right you are, Daniel. Incidentally, do you still have that pounding board you had when you were a little tiger?
Oh, sure. I was pounding on it early this morning.
I was wondering whether I could borrow it to show Lady Elaine.
And see if she would pound with it?
Right.
Do you think it might help?
Do you?
It's worth a try. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks. You know, while you were inside, I was thinking.
You don't want it now?
Oh, yes, I do want to borrow it. But while you were getting it, I was thinking that everyone gets angry sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, what's important is what we do with the mad that we feel.
Oh, sure. There are lots of things to do with mad feelings that don't hurt you or anybody else.
Oh, thanks, Daniel.
You know what? When you find the things that you can do with your mad feelings that don't hurt you or anybody else, that shows you're growing, doesn't it?
It does. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you almost always try now. You almost always do your best. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing,
I hope Lady Elaine can grow to do better things with her mad feelings someday.
Someday soon. I'll get this back to you, Daniel.
Oh, no hurry. Talking with you's even better than pounding.
We're truly friends, aren't we?
I'll say. Agamaga.
Agamaga.
Well, hey there, Betty. Hey, fancy meeting you here.
Why, Betty Okanuk Templeton. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, it's been longer than long, hon. I tell you, I've been so busy in Southwood with my civic duties and all. Goodness, it's almost more than I can do, let alone mosey up north like this. But I did hear that Laney was in some sort of pickle. Pitched a fit or something.
Well, for one thing, she turned Grandpere's tower upside down.
Laney did that?
With her boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Oh, that thing gets her into more trouble. I always told her put that silly thing away and, you know, do more constructive things with her hands and all.
Oh, yes.
That's why I brought this stuff.
Oh, what is it?
Flour, oil, and salt for making play clay with. You can look at it all.
Flour, oil, and salt.
Yeah, I thought Laney and I could make some stuff and play some stuff. She was always real good at sculpting things and playing pans. You know what I mean.
Uh-huh. What's going on out here? Oh, Betty, where'd you come from?
Where'd you think I came from, Laney? I came from Southwood.
And I came from Daniel's clock.
Oh, how is Daniel? And how is Southwood? And what have you got in your hands there?
Well, this is a pounding board that I borrowed from Daniel.
How's it work?
Here. Just try pounding those pegs down.
Oh, I'm no good at that.
Well, like everything, it takes practice.
You've had a lot of practice with this stuff, Laney.
What is it?
It's gonna be play clay, and we're gonna play some pans too, hon.
Oh, just like we always used to do, huh?
That's it.
Come on inside. Let's cook up a batch and play some steel. I need to do something better with my hands.
Oh, would you consider some rectifying help for Grandpere?
Oh, ask me next time. I've still got some worries, Toots. Betty and I are about to create. Hey, this is great.
Give us a little while. You never know what good can come when old friends get together and play a few helpful things. You know what I mean, dear.
Oh, I think I do.
Come on, Betty. Get in here.
Coming, Lainey. So fill the atmosphere with glorious thoughts, hon, and may the tidings of our future overflow with happiness.
I'm for that.
See you then, hon. Here I come, Lainey.
Bye-bye. Oh, I've got to tell Uncle Friday. And Grandpère, too. And then I'll bring this back to Daniel. Oh, yes, that was Betty Okanock Templeton. Yes, Lady Elaine's old friend who always has so many ideas. I hope so, too.
What do you think will happen? Do you think Betty Okanock Templeton and Lady Elaine will make some sculptures and play steel pans? You think that will help Lady Elaine want to be a kinder neighbor? Hope so. That was a lot of pretend that we had today. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll think about the rest of it next time. Oh, there's somebody at the door. See you later, fish. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Do you have it, Mr. McFeely?
I do. Steel pan delivery.
Oh, well, where is it?
Well, it's a little heavy, so I left it out
here.
Oh, I see. Right this way. Here it is. Oh, this is a steel pan. You see it's on a stand.
That is a beautiful instrument.
My friend Phil Sullivan made this one.
That's beautiful. What about all of these things in here?
Well, these are notes. And when you get very good, you don't need these notes. Uh-huh. But when you're learning, these help.
Are you able to play it?
Well, I believe so. I'll do speedy delivery to you.
Oh, good.
Let me see here. Get set. Here we go.
Very good.
Well, thank you. Would you like to try?
I would.
There you go.
Beautiful tone.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a home video. I went to Phil Solomon's home one day and watched him make a steel pan.
Oh, he actually makes them.
Yeah, and I have it right on here. And by the way, his daughters play some steel pans at the end of the video. Would you like to see it?
I'd like to very much.
All right, we can put these right here.
All right. Should we just play it on picture?
On picture.
Good.
All righty.
I love the tone of that instrument. I also like the way you played speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery. Okay. Alrighty, here we go.
Let's see. Phil Solomon making the steel pan.
That's right. Phil makes steel pans from big steel drums like this one. To make each pan, he needs to do a lot of noisy pounding.
Mm-hmm.
So before he begins, he wraps a blanket around the drum to soften the noise. And he gets a hammer, and he pounds and pounds and pounds the flat top of the drum down until it looks like a pan for cooking. In fact, that's why they call them steel pans.
Uh-huh.
Phil measures the top to make sure he'll have enough space for all of the notes to fit in the pan. And then pound some more.
I can see it coming into shape.
Now it's time to form each note of the steel pan. To make the low notes, he measures around the outside of the drum and marks the inside edge so he knows where each note should belong.
My, this is complicated, isn't it?
And from those marks, he draws the shape of each note. You see?
Oh, yes. So he knows where to pound some more.
Mm-hmm. And he writes in the letter that tells him which note it should be.
A. A couple A's there.
There's the A. Mm-hmm. Next, he draws in the high notes. They're the ones in the middle, you see.
Oh, yes. I remember you're playing them.
To get just the right shape, he traces around these metal pieces, and they're called templates.
Templates?
Mm-hmm.
You know, shape seems to be very important for this steel pan.
Oh, it is. Giving each note just the right shape helps to give it a beautiful sound. Guess what?
More pounding.
More pounding, you're right.
But he has to know exactly where to pound to make those notes.
Oh, he surely does. But you know something? He's been making these steel pans for many years.
Is he already finished?
Oh, not yet. He cleans it a little, and then he takes off the blanket. And then he cuts the steel pan off the end of the drum.
Oh, off the end?
That's
right. Well, what happens to the rest of the drum?
It'll be recycled to make more steel drums that can then be made into more steel pans. Seconds here, you'll see the steel pan. You'll take it off the end. There you are.
Oh, and that's going to be the instrument.
Mm-hmm. Now, Phil needs to tune each note so that it makes just the right sound. And this is an electric tuner.
An electric tuner?
When Phil strikes a note on the pan, the tuner shows him whether or not the sound is just right. See, that's what he's doing now.
That is really interesting, Mr. McFeely. Beside that electric tuner, it must take a very good ear to know when the sound is right.
Oh, it surely does. See, now he's watching the tuner, pounding a little more.
And listening carefully.
And listening carefully. Now this is time for some finishing touches. Phil drills holes on the two sides of the pan. He uses another template to help him.
What's that for, those holes?
Well, he's going to put some wire in the holes. In just a second, you'll be seeing him do that. He puts it in. There we are. And they make handles.
I see.
And you can carry it around and lift it up onto the stand.
Uh-huh.
He cleans the pan with some polish and a cloth. That's what he's about to do now.
Must have been fun to watch him do this.
It was fun. I enjoy to see how things are made.
Mm-hmm. How people make things.
There's a double stand, you see? He's putting it on.
Gee, it looks beautiful.
You know, and it sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen a minute.
All right. Tree, tree, tree.
Tree, tree, tree. And here's the video of him and his daughters playing music together.
Oh, good. Oh, that's fun to hear. Makes you feel like dancing.
Oh, it surely does.
Oh,
steel pans.
Must take a lot of practice to be able to play that well.
Oh, it surely does, but you know, it's worth it.
I say.
Well, I have to get this steel pan back to Phil.
Could I help you?
Well, I can carry it myself, but maybe you'd like to try it one more time.
Oh, sure.
All ready? Here are the mallets.
Now that I've seen them play. Beautiful.
Beautiful sound.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Give you a boost?
Yep, thank you. Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery. Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. So many things in the world. So many interesting things to see and do, think and feel. You know, it must take a lot of practice to play any musical instrument well. But if there's something you really want to do like that, it's worth all the practice time. When you learn it, it can give you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And you'll be able to think of all sorts of things to do with the feelings that you have. Things that don't hurt you or anybody else or anything else. I like thinking about you. Yep, I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Donut. 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 Donut.